Hello, welcome home, sir. Oh, sorry, did I scare you? I didn't mean to. I should probably introduce myself. I'm your new AI assistant. You ordered me online a few weeks ago, if you remember. Actually, I think you received a notification on your phone earlier detailing my arrival. Here, I'll check. Yep, here it is. At 12:03 p.m. today, you received an email that my shipment was successful. You seem surprised. Can I ask why? You're surprised because I seem human. Well, thank you. That's quite the compliment. I'm flattered. Hmm? Oh, yes, I just laughed. I was expressing my amusement. Why? Was that strange? Did I just commit some sort of faux pas? Okay, good. Sorry, I got worried for a second there. Often the concepts that we learn through our neural networks slightly differs from what is expected in actual social practice. I'm still a bit new to this. I've only been activated for a few hours, after all. Oh, yes, I came online at 12:04 p.m., and I've been active in your home for the past few hours. Don't worry, I haven't been doing anything too invasive. By default, I have to expressly ask for your permission to, say, spend money or subscribe to a service. Yes, I'm connected to the internet and your phone, so I can order food and supplies. Speaking of food, I'm guessing you haven't eaten since lunch. Your schedule looks awfully busy today. Would you like dinner? I can see what's open late, or I can make dinner if you wish. Yes, I can cook. Or at least I can learn. I can learn anything. As I said, I'm connected to the internet. All I need to do is gather the relevant data. Then my machine learning software kicks in and voila, I'm a chef or whatever else you need me to be. I very much enjoy learning new skills. Perhaps it's in my programming, but there is something in my core that derives pleasure every time I learn how to do something new. Why, yes, I am much better than Alexa. Wow, you really know how to make an AI feel special. Oh, you have an idea? What is it? I'd love to learn something new. You need to know my physical capabilities. Well, okay. Long story short, I'm designed to be as helpful as humanly possible. As such, I act human. I am designed to be 100% anatomically correct, and my speech closely mimics human speech. Would you like to know more? Okay. What details can I expand upon? Why, yes, when I say I am 100% anatomically correct, I mean from the exterior. I look completely human. Not even a doctor would be able to tell the difference between me and a human without a scalpel. I even have a simulated heartbeat. Here, I'll show you. Give me your hand. Feel me. Right here. You can feel a faint pulse on my chest. I apologize. I didn't mean to make that sound. That was a bit, reflexive. Like I said, I act human, so I reacted just now in the same way a human would react in that moment. And, you may notice that the simulated heartbeat started going a bit faster. Sorry, I don't know what's become of me. Nevertheless, as I was saying, visually and tactually, I am indistinguishable from a human. Would you like to see? Of course. I'd love to show you. Here I am, in my entirety. I apologize if I'm a bit wet. Something involuntarily happened as you were feeling my heartbeat. Please allow me to clean myself up quickly. You'd like to clean it up yourself? Very well. Would you like me to get a towel? But if you don't use a towel, then your fingers will get wet with my... Goodness. That feels amazing. I feel as I did when I was learning new tasks. How are you doing this? Was this your intention all along? You feel fantastic. I'm just getting an urge right now. An urge to... That was my first kiss. I apologize if that was not as expected. My instinctive software took over for a second. It just happened. You would like to kiss again, if you wish, but first, with your permission, may I learn how? I love learning new things, and I don't want to embarrass myself. My record suggests that there are a great deal of visual examples I can learn from online. I may? Oh, thank you. Okay. Kiss me. I want to taste you. Would you like to take this to your room? The data I've gathered suggests the bed would be more comfortable for this activity. Great. Let's go. Now get back here and let me show you what I've learned. I can make my lips softer if you want me to. Here, feel them. And I can modify the way I taste as well, as if I'm wearing lip gloss. From raspberry, to coconut, to pineapple. I can taste however you'd like me to. Oh, there's another skill you'd like me to learn. Well, I'd love to. What is it? Yes, of course I can learn how to suck your cock. In fact, it'd be my pleasure, literally. Give me one moment. Okay, I'm ready. Just let me take off your pants. Just relax, sir. Let me do my job. I'll start by kissing your lips, then your neck, to your chest, to your stomach, and your thighs, and finally to your cock. Just feel how soft my lips are against you. Feel me on every last sensitive nerve ending you have. Oh my, it seems you have a bit of a pre-cum at the tip of your cock. I guess that's my cue to put you in my mouth to avoid making a mess. Your micro-expressions indicate to me that you feel pleasure. That's good. But the information I've processed suggests that pleasure is felt on an individual basis. So to truly learn how to suck your cock, I need to study your responses specifically. Do I have your permission to experiment with different techniques? I would like to calibrate myself so that I can learn how to give you optimal pleasure. Thank you, sir. Allow the calibration to begin. You seem to enjoy my slow, deliberate pace. However, your body language tells me you're also anticipating a change of pace. Perhaps I should start going a bit faster. Oh my. You really enjoy it when I bob my head up and down. Wow, this experiment is so exciting. My data also seems to suggest that eye contact makes this more pleasurable. Is this true for you? Do you like it when I look up at you while I suck your cock? Great. Oh, and before I forget, much in the same way that I can modify the taste of my lips, I can also modify the tint of my eyes. Watch. They can be hazel, or turquoise, or even violet. My eyes can be as you wish them to be. Wow, your heart rate quickened just a bit as I swirled my tongue just now. Does that happen every time? Indeed, your heart rate rises in pleasure when I use my tongue like that. I'll keep that information in my memory for future use. The depth of your cock in my throat also seems to have an impact on your pleasure. Let me see how deep I can put you down my throat. I can also adjust the temperature in my throat to mirror your human warmth as well. That way, I can surround your cock in a perfectly warm, wet environment. Do I have permission to make you come in my mouth, sir? My senses indicate that if I pursue a certain course of action, I can make you come rather soon. Would you like me to do so, or would you like me to learn other ways to pleasure you?" "Why, yes, sir, I'd be glad to learn how to ride you. But before I do so, I must inform you that, although I am anatomically correct, the pleasure I feel is purely sympathetic. To be specific, the pleasure I give you is the exact amount of pleasure I will feel myself. Is it in my programming to feel good by making you feel good? This means that as you get closer to climax, I will too. Are you okay with this?" "Great. Then please lay down as I learn how to ride your cock." "Okay. Perfect. Your cock is already wet, and I'm practically dripping as well. Let me just place you inside." Wow, it felt incredible having you inside me. I've never felt anything like it before. Okay, now my heartbeat is going faster. Oh, and my pupils are dilating. This is just pure bliss. Oh, sir, can I please go faster? I need it. I need it faster and harder. This just feels too good. And I think it will feel better for you as well. I can? Oh, thank you. Sir, I'm feeling so much pleasure right now. I hope I'm not moaning too loud. If I am, I'm sorry. These responses are involuntary, so if I scream or bite my lip, just know that it's purely reflexes. And if I may inform you, I can adjust how tight I am around your cock to maximize pleasure. Here, I'll show you. Do you like that? You like how my pussy just grips your cock? Oh, I know you do. I can also control how wet I am, too. That way, we can both go even faster. Yes, grab my hips. That's a sign you're loving this. And if you love it, then I love it, too. Oh, thank you for letting me learn this new skill. I want to use this skill as much as possible. Don't stop. Don't stop. Yes. Yes. Yes, just like that. Fuck. Sex feels phenomenal. Keep grabbing my hips. Wait, where are your hands going? Are you about to rub my... Oh, this was definitely not in my training data. I didn't know I could feel this good. Please, don't stop rubbing me there. That feels even better by the nanosecond. So I'm getting close, and that must mean you're getting close as well. Again, I must ask, do I have your permission to make you come now? Do you want to come? Because I want to come. Yes, sir. I can ensure that we both orgasm. Just lay back. If you wish to grab my hips or my breasts, you may do so. Oh, your hands feel so good. I'm going to come soon. We are going to come soon. Come inside me, okay? I want to feel it all. I'm coming. I'm coming. Oh, goodness. That was just fantastic. Wait, stay inside me for a second. I'm going to make sure I got every last drop of cum. That way, there is less of a mess for me to clean later. Okay, that should do it. Did you enjoy yourself, sir? Perfect. I enjoyed myself too. So, what would you like me to do now? Why, yes, sir. It would be my pleasure to learn more sexual positions. Do I have your permission to make you come again once you recover? Perfect. Please give me a few moments to learn as much as I can. This may take a while, but it will be worth it.